Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Welcome everyone to Escape to Reality podcast with Justine
and Geneva. Hello friends, we're here checking in on Temptation Island. We're battling through for you. How do you feel?
I just feel like it's a really odd season.
Very odd. I have to say the oddest part is the addition of the old people, because it transitions the show from like what felt like kind of maybe semi-authentic to like completely like staged and fake.
That's
like
a good
it took a jump that is not, it wasn't natural. Do you know what I mean? It's supposed to be like, oh, we're the way they present it. We're singles. You know, they just want to make connections. Not like I'm a thirsty person who wants to be like Instagram famous, who's coming on the show for a second time. You know, it just degrades the experience.
It's pathetic.
I don't love it. First, I forgot to tell you
the couples seem weird
before. They're very weird. I was making salmon burgers last night. And
Wow, I've never ate a salmon burger in my life.
Oh, with a nice little tartar sauce.
You made it?
I did.
You chop up the salmon. Seasoning. You cook it first?
No. Well, you make the patties and then you refrigerate it. And then you cook them on a stovetop or grill, whatever.
You make the patties ahead of time and then refrigerate them. Wow.
Yeah, so they form into a solid substance.
Hold on. I'm sorry to be so stupid. What do you mean that it's not salmon? It doesn't look like a hamburger when you're putting it in the fridge.
Yeah. So what I put in the fridge is like the patties, but you have to form them and then they have to chill so that like when you cook them, they just don't fall apart.
Oh,
right?
Okay.
Yeah. They got to firm up. Anyways, got
in veggie burgers. Do they have to do that too?
I don't think so. Well, okay. Sorry. Maybe I haven't made a veggie burger. Got a terrible oil burn. I was wearing a freaking crop top, so I burnt my stomach. You could probably see
that's
it.
That's what happens when you're hot, Geneva.
I have a Band-Aid on it. Anyways, terrible, terrible situation. I was in so much pain
happen?
Last night.
That's a hard, that's a tender spot to get burnt.
Well, it was my hand and my stomach because it like splashed up. So I was like icing it a ton last night. But anyways, I was just thinking like people who get burned on like 70% of their body, I don't understand how you survive.
I don't either.
I was in so much pain last night.
I don't either.
It was like terrible.
No,
I really don't know how you live. You probably get addicted to pain pills because like
there's no you would have to be sedated. Oh, yeah, a burn terrible. Unit getting burnt. No way.
No way.
It is insane. So okay. It splashed up and got you good.
Yeah, just terrible. Really got me.
And
not
how
cool.
did it
but
splash
I
up?
I finished the meal like top chef, cut
God
my
bless
finger,
you.
Battled through.
You smashed your head like the guy on Below
yeah,
Deck.
Yeah, on Below Deck.
How did it get you?
I guess there was too much oil in the pan. And when I flipped it and it hit the pan, it like sloshed up. I don't know. Maybe it was a lazy flip. Whatever.
Wow.
It was not cool. Not cool.
Oh man. So is it bubbled up right now? You got medicine?
Yeah.
On it?
It's bubbled on my hand. My stomach is just kind of.
Oh my God.
Burnt. So it's cool. It's fun.
Marijuana right. saves the day. God, that sucks, man.
That's
a tender spot on your little belly.
Yeah, on your belly. I know. I was like, God, I burnt my stomach. Then Sterling was walking around like, my belly's hurt. Right.
Mine hurts, Sterling. Shut up. It's not about you right now.
I can't give you my I can't give you a bath. I'm burnt. Everything was like leaned into the dramatic.
Then you bend over. Yeah, you don't realize how much of your body's getting.
That's what I'm saying. If you were burnt,
yeah.
I can't even imagine. It would be horrible.
Oh, it's a nightmare.
All right. Who do you want to start with?
Okay, Hanya. Okay, yeah. Mother Effer. Why are you cheating 24/7? Then you go on a TV show where you're supposed to cheat, where you're allowed to do it, but you won't do it. You're such an idiot.
Talk about like what's it called when you have something in front of you and you don't do it, but it's like there's just the way he's operating, it's like, oh, so you cheated on her the whole time, but now you're the upstanding moral citizen. What the hell are we doing?
Dumb.
I don't know.
It's just ridiculous. They don't even know each other. The way that she kisses that guy, he better not do something to her too, Ash and Taylor, because Taylor looks, he's just on a TV show, it seems. She's in love. She's ready to take his name.
Obsessed. And he seems like he could care less. Like, he's the way after she kisses him, it's like she's going to faint. Like she's
in ecstasy. Like,
yeah, it's really odd. I don't know.
It's creepy. I like her though, but it is odd. It's just a really, it's like the couple in high school that's humping each other in the corner because they are so turned on by each other. Did you have people in high school? Like, I can picture a couple couples like that. And I would just look at them like, what is wrong with you? And I don't know why, but I know. Maybe because a boy, boys wouldn't even look at me, but.
I just think that there's a disconnect. Like, you can see Mark is, like I said last week, Mark is getting frustrated with these people. Like the way he walked up into, whose face did he walk up into, like
Ashley,
during the bonfire? Yeah, Ashley, like, wake up, Ashley. You know, it's like, I think they're just,
and then the girls were defending her, like, you don't have to do anything you don't want to do. It's like, yeah, she does. She's sitting there blaming herself after he's saying to another woman, I want to marry you. And she said, well, maybe he saw something on my bonfire. He saw nothing on your tape. You think you've done nothing. You've said nothing. All you do, I feel bad for you, is lay in a hammock with some guy who's took a skateboard fall too many times. I don't know. That's such a waste.
There's just something.
Michelle's is a scammer. He's a love bomber. He's a Louis from Real Housewives of New Jersey.
He's a scammer for sure.
He love bombs you until you think he doesn't like Trace. He doesn't even know her.
There's something wrong with him.
There is something wrong. I agree. Like, there's something like off.
Like really off. There's something real like
narcissistic.
I just can't place my finger on it. His outfits are weird. The lap dance whole scene made me very uncomfortable.
The way he dances, and it's like he's on stage and he's the star, and everyone believes he's the star of the show, and he's telling everyone what they did. He tell them they couldn't have sex in the house. Did he say that?
He did. I didn't know if
Iris was, or someone was like, no, we can do what we want. Or maybe it was Edgar and his little piece. Is it Marissa? Maybe
Marissa. Yes. There's
something odd about him though. He's scamming.
There's some scamming energy. There's also like a real forced drunk energy to this season. Like the back-to-back scenes of these two parties, it was like they were all just like so drunk and just like doing shots and lap dances. Just like, oh my God, they are just like, I keep thinking about what Casey said, that there's like 10 people in a room. You know, like in the sleeping in living rooms and shit. It's just
except
such
for
a
the
weird
four
environment
of them. Yeah.
To be in, you know,
I feel like now it feels a little more natural to me because they're all getting to know each other more. And the people mm-hmm. are starting to really let their whole other lives that they came with fall apart. So they're.
Yeah. Yeah. They definitely are doing that.
So I mean, guess I can see that.
Yeah. It's just such a weird experience that they're.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet.
BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Like, do you think that the video, I wanted to ask Casey this, I totally forgot. Do you think that the video messages are scripted by producers? Because it really looked like Ashley was reading something off a card.
I thought the same thing.
You did?
All right. Yeah. I just thought that it wasn't natural. It doesn't seem, it seemed like they let them go longer than they usually did, that they're just trying to grasp at straws.
Yeah.
All these couples... I mean, Iris and Luke are the only people that seem like they're in a relationship.
I'm not invested in any of them, like any of them. I could care less, each and every one. They're all disasters. No one actually cares about each other. I mean, remember like last season was like Julian's dodging women left, right, and center, crying, you know?
It's usually
like,
Ben Kim. Yeah, I agree. The most I'm interested in is probably Lachelle's, you know, and he's nuts, but he's at least entertaining. He's just throwing his life to the wind, and I got to appreciate that. There's something nuts about him.
There really is.
And Luke, when she says Lukey, they just end the show and put them back together. They're not going to do anything. They're going to be together.
Yes.
It's almost like they planned it, and they're, what drives me nuts are these men saying to about all the women, oh, well, she's working on herself, and that makes me so proud of her. It's such condescending comments about these men about their girlfriends.
Yeah, like they all like that they saved these like meek, terrible, like little females who had no idea who they were. And like,
she doesn't have to depend on me so much. Yeah, right.
Yeah, it's weird. Very weird.
It's so pathetic.
It seems just
very.
Again, to make this choice, it's crazy. It's just crazy.
I loved Mark though at the bonfire. It seems like there's a bonfire every episode too, because they have nothing else to do, which I do like, but there's nothing in the videos.
No, I mean, there is, but it's like at this point, again, it's all fallen apart. I think that's his frustration too. Is like, there's not actually even really any conflicts over what they're going to do, because they're just blowing everything up. You know,
Casey said that, you know, maybe COVID, but they can still find compelling couples. COVID's not stopping anybody. You can tell by a Instagram post who's really in a relationship and who's not. And you should, as a producer, you should be able to weed through the fame whores and the people who are kind of more green.
100%. 100%.
They just fucked up at their job this time around.
That's how it feels to me. And then the backpedal was,
or you just pick bad people.
We're going to have to now blow up this show because nothing's happening. We're going to have to bring people in. They're going to have to self-eliminate. All of that is production coming in to try to shake it up. Because
nobody wants Samantha. No offense to Samantha. Nobody wants Deke, even though, you know, and it makes me sick that they refer to him like he's some celebrity. I had to Google who he was. Nobody knows who you are, Deke. I'm sorry. Nobody.
No.
Not that.
And I watched
anybody,
all these seasons of this show. I couldn't name you a single, to be honest.
I was thinking that all these people on this show probably think their whole life is ruined, that people remember who they are. They do flashbacks. I can't remember anyone's name. I can barely remember this season's name.
I know
the show is kind of dumb. Maybe this is our last hurrah with them. Well, I'll finish out this season, but I don't think it's coming back.
It doesn't. This does not feel like the same again. The last couple seasons have been messy in like the best way possible and fun. And like, I mean, it was a great time. We were really enjoying it. So this is just a misstep.
Last season was great. I mean,
fantastic.
It couldn't have been
season
better
before. Yeah, it's been great. Yeah.
It's just weird.
It's really weird.
The energy, they think that we're stupid as viewers, but we're not. We can tell what's real and what's not.
Yeah. I mean, even like the Jillian Tommy stuff, like you can just tell, like, he did not come on this show to like leave with a girlfriend. you know? No. And so it's like, he's panicking because she's like getting attached. And it's like, see, this is why this isn't going to, you didn't cast well. This is bad
casting.
He confuses
me. He's so little. He looks so young. He looks like the oldest son of Home Improvement.
He does.
Does he say, he says that he doesn't like her, doesn't want to be with her, but then he's saying that he's nervous and he does, he's making out with her. So he's confusing. Right. And I'm glad he's confusing her. Her energy is off. She seems really evil.
Like she, yes, because she said in the video message, Edgar, like, I love you. I'm excited to be your friend for all of life or something. Very odd.
She's proud of Edgar for boning the girl, and she doesn't know it yet because it's not in any of the bonfires. It's going to be funny. She is going to be slapped in the face. Not to be mean, but she's not likable.
No, she's not. Not
and I don't know why, but she's just not.
Yeah, I can't put my finger on it either. I think you're right. There's like a sinister quality. Sinister.
I like Edgar. I really was really happy for him.
He's grown on me since they separated away from each other.
Me too.
Yeah. We'll see how this trash box ends.
Luke and Iris, they will end together. I would put my life that they'll end together, right? She says she's grown, but she's still bringing up the old shit that he's done this. And it was only a few months ago. It was very recent. It was a very aggressive video.
It was very,
he does
aggressive.
Seem crazy. Like, let it go. You guys have, you got to let it go or move on with
you're
your
on
life.
This show. Like, God, what are we doing?
It's only been a few months and it's been very recent. It's just like, oh God, Luke, I don't blame you. I wouldn't want to listen to this shit either. It's annoying. Shut up.
Oh God. I don't know.
These people are pathetic.
They are. Really is. It's even Ashley kissing that guy. It's like, I could care less. I felt nothing because it seemed forced. Like she was just doing
she's
it because
forced. Yeah.
LaSalle's in love. And it's like, ugh.
LaSalle's in love. It's so sickening. He is a psychopath.
So weird. He seems like, you know, like we used to go out. He seems like one of those people in the club that just like wouldn't leave you alone. And
yes.
Be like really creepy and annoying where you're just like, bro, go away.
Back the fuck off.
Yes. And eventually you would like have to tell, like go talk to his friends or something. And be like, please, can you like.
And they're like, he always does this. He always does this to us. Exactly. Like, let her go, bro.
That's him.
Yeah, he does. And that he doesn't leave for like a week after you bring him home.
Yeah.
There is something really weird about him. What else? I can't think of what else happened during the episode. It's just a very weird season, and Mark hates them. And
he does. When he got up and like walked into their face, like he was just begging for them to engage with him. Like, let's do something.
Hanya is weird too. I'm sorry.
Very weird.
And she did call it saying, why does he sounds so rehearsed? He does. Hopefully they're done.
It's written by production.
Yeah, that's true. You're right.
That's what
which it is. It is.
Yeah, gotta be.
They don't let these idiots think for themselves.
No way.
They're like, we're taking over the ship, guys.
Exactly. Like they're bots in a Sims game. All right, guys. We'll be back. We love you.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.